Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
Do you have the app? Get it. We're giving away free VIP, and you'll find out about it in the app.
So get the app. It's free on any platform, and then you turn on push notifications. We'll push out these notifications when you get it for free.
Today's guest, Matt, you probably recognize her face from watching videos, but this is the first time, believe it or not, that she has ever been a guest on this very show. Ann Whitman.
Hello.
Very good. You come out strong. The audience loves you already. You're nervous.
Thank you. Yes.
I appreciate you being here, and I'll tell everybody why, of course. Can you imagine I didn't tell you why?
You know, she was here for the marathon. She literally took 24 hours straight photos.
Yeah.
24 hours. And she's like a ninja. All of a sudden, I turned to my right, and she was here for an hour taking photos right here.
So throughout the show, she'll be taking pictures
of herself as the guest.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
By the way, speaking of VIP, you know, I mentioned on My Name is Keith, the separation that I'm going through. And Kendra and I just did another show about it. And we didn't necessarily talk about it on the main Keith and the Girl show. This could be news to you right now. What I liked about it is that I didn't want to mention it and then, I don't know, have to deal with so many people or so many questions, and this way it trickled out. And
until you were more comfortable?
And it was also just fun to me to see when people knew.
Yeah.
And the code word we used was studio. And so if you see on the forums, people would say, sorry, you're going through the studio.
Sorry about what's happening with the studio.
Yeah. I look around. A lot of studios are popping up, it seems. So you're going to be okay. And one of those people was my friend Craig Klein. He's been on My Name is Keith before. And he sent me a text just yesterday. Studio. And I'm like, yeah, I just thought it'd be funny when you get around to seeing that show, hearing that show. And he's been commenting on VIP shows, but not that.
Mm.
And the reason he didn't get to that show is because
he's so against me. And I was the guest finally. And he's like, no, she doesn't drink. Fuck her.
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's like,
what a fun show for me.
No, he's saying, I knew I'd get to it eventually. But Henda's the guest and she doesn't drink. And the show is about being stupid. And then
I wasn't stupid enough.
Right. Listen, this is maybe this seems self-serving, but I heard this message.
Well, dude, I just wanted to call and speak to you in person, but I guess this will have to do for now until tomorrow. I'm kind of going out for the night right now, but I wanted to sincerely say to you that it's touched me maybe more than any program that I ever heard about the subject. I identified totally so much of what you and Himda were saying. Were was totally blowing my mind, and I think it really helped me look at my situation in a totally different light. Oddly, I have listened to every single episode of the Keith and Girl show and every single episode of the My Name is Keith up to those episodes, because I just didn't. I wish you would have given me a better clue, and now I see that you did. But I just didn't think that Himda would have made such a great guess, so I wasn't trying to get to it. Anyway, that's why it took me so long. But fuck, kudos to you, and kudos to Himda as well, because that was, again, sincerely, the best dialogue about an ended relationship that I think I've ever heard. Thank you.
And then a follow up.
Wow. Oh, I got a little teary eyed there.
That's it.
I love how bros talk to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? His name is Craig Klein. The least he could do is pronounce my name right. If you're not going to listen, because I'm going to be a shitty non-drinking guest.
He's going through a lot.
Yes.
He's very emotional.
He's going through his friend's divorce.
That's right. So anyway, we did a follow-up, My Name is Keith, on Friday. We didn't expect to.
Keith has a lot of feelings, I go, just turn on the recording device.
Right. So we recorded that, and then, you know, I listened to the show about three times, how to come off, that kind of thing. I couldn't sleep. I didn't go to bed till 9 a.m.
Why? What's keeping you up?
that the news is even out there more.
I see. It solidifies everything more.
Yes. And I wake up at 3 p.m. Christian Finnegan has been asking to hang out. And do I want to say the news or what? Oh, you know what he did? He texted, do you want to go dog walking? Well, I don't have the dogs. But I do want to talk to Christian. And he's somebody that will definitely... He shares. He can relate and he shares.
Yeah, he doesn't mind going, oh, you're going through something gross. Like, there's grossness all around. Here's when my grossness came up. Like, you can either go through it or not. Like, this is what I did. Yeah, he's very open. Like and Cambry.
Right. Like, I bring up, I brought up Ray DeVito. I've seen him a couple times. I didn't tell him just because, and he means well, but he wouldn't know how to talk to me the way I want to be talked to. It's okay, buddy. Like, it's not okay. Can I be mad? Can I be hurt? Can I be sad? It's not okay.
Of course. And I can also tell when you start talking to me about it and then realize I'm the wrong friend to talk to about it from this place. Like, you're just like, I don't know why this is happening. And I'm just like, that is part of it. And you're like, I'm going to go talk to Josh.
Yeah. I didn't ask. I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of conversation is this where they say stuff too?
Yeah. So we start recording when Keith is feeling a little more neutral.
Right.
You know, when you want to be like Rage Against the Machine, it's a little more.
Yeah.
The other guys.
So Christian says, do you want to go dog walking? He brings his dogs and I show up without dog. And he just looks at me weird, like I expected. And I'm like, fuck, I knew I forgot something. And then I started telling them what's going on, which is, and I'm not complaining at all. I like it. But it is funny how we all want to be heard, our story, validated. I know that might sound stupid, but like I tell him what I'm going through and then he tells me personal shit that he's going through. Mm-hmm. That's tough. It's not related to relationship. But I'm like, look at that. You didn't know.
Yeah,
you could tell somebody.
Right.
Then he said, he tells me these things and then he says, don't tell anybody. I'm like, dude, I got my own shit.
I'm not going to tell people your story. I got my story.
Right. I'll worry about it if I'm telling mine. We'll get to you.
We'll get to my name is Christian.
Right. So I'm drinking as we're at this dog park. And then I get home and somebody reminds me of the Mayweather fight, McGregor versus Mayweather last night. And I'm like, you know what? I don't get caught up in this pay-per-view stuff usually, but this is exciting. I'm going to go to a bar somewhere. And so about 7 o'clock or so, I get to the bar and that means the fight isn't until after midnight, the main fight. There's all these little fights before.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So
like literally 5 hours?
Yeah. Probably 4 hours. Yeah.
What the?
I mean, you're paying $30 to get in this bar.
Oh, then bore me extra.
Right.
Well, good. Can I get extra of the shit that I don't care about?
Well, I knew that I probably had this $10 coming to me.
Yeah, I did. I did help pay for a third of that.
So thank you.
The other third from your wife. You're fucking set.
I thought Mayweather would do more dancing and just exhaust McGregor. There were actually punches, like it was really boxing.
Okay, you paid $30 to be surprised by that. I just want to put it out there.
Right.
I just want to put it out there. You paid $30 to absolutely be bored, but since you're going through something, you get to spend money.
Right.
I mean, I do that with Chinese food, so that's fair.
So Anne's going to come out and meet me. Ray DeVito is also going to. And I said, you know what? I'm paying $30. Ray, sneak in vodka for me.
To the bar?
Yeah. I said, pick up half pint.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is $30 to get into the bar?
Yeah. And then you buy things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So he's funny because he got, out of any booze he could have gotten, he gets a full pint and it's glass. So, and he has it like tucked in he's walking funny because it's tucked in his sock. How do I hand this to you? I'm like, you hand it to me. Oh, boy.
You know, Starbucks will give you a coffee cup.
Right. So I would, I'd pour the vodka into a glass of ice. And then I'm just sipping on that the whole time. Until next thing you know, I finished the whole pint.
How much is a pint?
16 ounces.
Okay.
It's a nice amount.
Oh, yeah, that is a nice amount. I'm thinking water. I'm like, oh, that's hydrating. Right. Okay.
Especially when I just woke up at 3 p.m., went to bed at 9 a.m., was at the dog park living life. you know, it's not going to go well.
It's not the first pint of the day.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the fight's over. I'm sitting down the whole time.
I don't really owe you $10, right? Like Mayweather didn't win, right? Like that's stupid.
It went the
he's going to win for sure. But yeah, like anything's for sure. Poker is not gambling and Mayweather's going to win.
Do you know who won?
Mayweather.
Yeah.
You know how I know? One of our listeners reminded you to collect money from me on Twitter. I was like, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I said, oh, thanks. I might have forgotten. It's probably on the cover of every paper. So then I go to stand up. I didn't realize, just because I was sitting down, how drunk I was. And
how much you were relating to Ray. So weird.
And everybody's loud. Everybody's screaming. So, you know, if I'm fucked up, I don't think I would stand out, would I? And during the fight, did you go like, whoa, he's getting drunk?
And tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Into the mic.
I didn't notice too much.
Right.
What does that mean? What's too much?
I felt like when I first got there, you were in the flow. Everything was normal. But at a certain point, there were a couple little clues. Like, for example, you would just randomly say, yeah!
Wow, there's a punch involved.
And nothing was happening. Actually, no hitting whatsoever at that time.
They would go to the red carpet, and there's a lot of celebrities, and that excites me. I'm like, it's Usher's brother.
Yeah. And then they're, you know, 10 seconds later, yeah! And yeah! And everything else was silent, right, except for that.
I'm enjoying it. $30. I'm going to enjoy everything.
Right. And you were getting the maximum at that point.
So, you know, everybody's leaving. I stand up and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I sit back down. I'm like, yeah. You walk downstairs to get to the space we were at. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get up these fucking steps.
What time is it at this point? Like, do you have to leave right that minute?
Yeah. In fact, all of a sudden, like, I blinked and we were the only people in this area.
Wait, did you black out? Or you just didn't look up for a while?
I just didn't look up for a while. So, you know, everybody left right away and I'm the one that couldn't leave right away.
I see. Okay.
And then I don't remember.
Is that scary?
It's stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more stupid. And then, you know, I start stumbling. Then Ray helps me.
You said those words.
I have to interject.
Go ahead.
I felt it was a little scary. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, towards the end, like,
I can't believe I keep asking you, please talk about me into the mic.
Maybe like 15 minutes before, you were leaning over and saying things that were completely undecipherable. And I thought, oh man, this is not going to be good. This is the problem.
Ray's like holding me.
Last night?
This is last night, Mm-hmm. Holding me by the waist, helping me go upstairs.
That's cool. He's pretty strong.
Yeah. Oh, he's good.
He's got that ape strength.
And then I kind of, you know, not that I had a choice, but I'm really giving him credit where I'm going with it. You know what I mean? Like, if you let your hands go, I will fall.
Okay.
And when we got to the we got to the top floor. And then he did think I was okay and just let go and boom.
Oh, what? Like face plant completely forwards?
Everything plant.
How is your face looking like your face?
Everything else caught it.
What's damaged?
My side a little bit.
Yeah. Did you try to catch yourself or next thing you know, you were on the ground?
Next thing I know.
Okay.
Also, the first time you tried to stand up, you fell back. And there was shattered glass and people running to your aid. And
do you remember that?
Bouncers.
Yes.
And when was that? Right before you left?
Yeah.
No, that was
when we left.
Yeah. Right before we left.
Like when you first got up.
Yes.
Yeah. First time you tried. Yeah.
So then, Anne brought had to collect my credit card, get the, she brought the car around. Ray was watching me.
Were you guys discussing this?
Ray and I?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you decide
to? Yeah, we tried to make a plan. Okay, Ray, you stay with Keith. Make sure nothing too dramatic happens.
And hold them this time. Jesus.
Yeah, right. Actually, I was hoping you would just stay still. I thought that, you know, until the car was there. So I went upstairs.
But you know what? Establishments don't let you do that. They insist you have to get up right away.
Oh, really?
No, well, I'm just saying, you know, like people are trying to help you. It's like, just let me fucking die here. You know, let me lay here.
Yeah.
And then somebody's bringing a car around. Can I just flop like a fish for a minute?
Yeah.
It's just so close to you being able to die when you're on the ground. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you're up, it seems like you're not going to die. You can still die.
Right.
Just to be clear.
Right.
So, okay. So now how much did you tip the bartender? Because look at Keith. I think you needed to tip a lot. I mean, he's closing an account where the pint of vodka does not belong to the bartender. I think a good 20. And if not, Keith's going to go back and do it.
Now I feel bad. Yeah, not enough. I should have done more. It was kind of a panic because eventually it was taking a long time. They were having a problem with their little program. And I was waiting there for a long time. And eventually Ray came up and was like, we got to go now. And I was like, okay. Because I don't know, he was going down.
Just that I'm drunk, so he's like, "We got to get out of here."
Yeah.
Yes, let's all panic.
Yeah. Right. And meanwhile, I was like,
"He's going to die so much slower if we panic."
I was like, "Where's Keith? Where's Keith?" And he's like, "No, we gotta go now." Okay, but where is he? And I know
when we're downstairs, and I'm obviously fucked up. That one of the bouncers said, "Just keep drinking water." And I don't think that was water. I think that was my vodka.
What? No.
I don't know. I don't remember.
My God.
Okay. Keith, did you have any?
Did somebody give me water? Because I didn't ask for water.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like, keep drinking that. You'll be better. Fuck. Okay.
Did you feel anything while you were on the ground?
Embarrassment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you feel anything as you're saying the story?
Well, then, so they take me into my apartment and it's funny, again, that Ray didn't notice there's no couch. There's no pictures on the wall. You know what
I
mean?
And you still didn't tell him.
Right.
Oh, wow. So he didn't even notice that your apartment was half moved out.
Yes.
Yeah. You had to move things out of the hallway in order to...
But in all fairness, if you're that drunk, he's not far behind.
I get you. It's just funny. If I was in his place, I would notice half the furniture's gone.
Well, you're on the floor right now, so you can't really speak.
I hear you. So then...
I look at Anne. She's like, oh, yeah, he's all right. We get to do this with each other.
And then what did the two of you say to each other at that point?
Kill him.
Like,
yeah. Like, where's his money?
Like, do you think, Ray, you got to stay with Keith?
Yeah.
Even if I didn't want
it. Well, first, as we're driving, I'm like, let's just, Ray, can this? Why don't we take him to your place? And Ray's like, no, we should take him home. Like, wait, I think we should take him to your place. And now he's fine.
He said, well, if I'm staying, I demand a hand job. So I said, okay, go. Then Anne texts me and says, you know what? I'm still in the area. How about I come over?
Okay.
I'm like,
oh, so you guys took him to the apartment, but you started worrying about him.
Yeah. I was like, Ray, well, why don't you just stay here then? Why don't you just stay with him? No, he's fine. I've been this drunk before.
Mm.
Well, okay. I mean.
Okay. How far did you get before you turned around?
So maybe 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I pulled over and I was like, I don't know this.
What did you think about her call?
It was sweet. It was sweet. What she told me later is she's debating, who do I call? Mm-hmm. Should I call Catherine? And what would she do? First of all, she's not in the city anyways right now. But, you know, I'm glad you didn't. I know she was debating about calling you. And then it's like, I was just with her at Al-Anon. But, you know, now there's time to go. He's got to die already.
Yeah. No, of course not.
But, you know, I knew like nothing could be done then. So, you know,
yeah.
Don't call anybody.
For the record, you can call me and I like, even if I am supposed to let him die, I can just let you know that. Okay. I know that seems weird, but it's like, if that's where, if that's the place that I'm at with Keith, I don't think that I am, but if it is, don't worry, I can tell you.
Yeah. So, you know, she knows.
Did you consider taking him to the hospital?
No, actually, I didn't consider that.
If you were calling me, I think I would just go, if you're calling me, that's right. An extent that takes him to the hospital.
I mean, at that point.
Because I can't do more than you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to. I couldn't have physically, because he couldn't stand upright. It would be impossible for me to.
I think we all have to remember ambulances exist.
Yeah, I did consider calling 911, but.
It did not. That's okay. I'm just wondering if that flowed through your brain.
No, yeah. I'm glad an ambulance. I already spent $30 to get in this bar. How much is an ambulance ride for what? Electrolytes.
For your life.
Electrolytes. They give you, you know, that saline stuff.
Did you throw up yet?
No. No. In fact, Anne was surprised, like, that I was even able to let her back in the apartment.
Yeah.
How'd you get
that
up?
That was my concern.
I don't know. 10 minutes went by and I can move.
And then?
So she stayed the night. She knows I like Gatorade. So she got 50 Gatorade bottles, all flavors, low sugar, extra sugar. Who knows what I might like.
Honestly, she's the best. She really is the best. When I was in the hospital, she came in with like a basket of, I don't know what you like. So I literally got you everything healthy that you can take on the go. I think I just finished that box yesterday. No joke. Oh, I have new favorites from there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really thoughtful. Yeah.
So let me know if I'm missing something in the middle of this, but then it's the next morning or whatever. And
did you check on him during the night? Like what happened during the night? Did you go straight to sleep?
Yes. Well, yeah. And then it felt like I couldn't sleep.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. I was texting him from the other room and I was like, just go to sleep.
She can hear me. I'm playing music on my phone.
Yeah, he's going, what are you doing in there? So then I sent him little videos of lullabies. Like, just go to sleep.
She sends me these lullabies and she goes, you have to watch the whole thing. It's important.
Yeah,
I thought like there's some joke at the end.
All caps. I'm like, important, must watch. And it's 2 hours long.
She's going to bore you to sleep.
Yes.
And then I'm only more awake because I'm fast forwarding through the different nursery rhymes. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
But he's texting me back, but you know how he does the little audio thing. So I hear him talking to me and then beep. Oh, and then I play it. It's crazy.
But did you love his beautiful sleep number bed? She didn't take that, did she?
No, she did not. No. And
you won.
It was amazing.
We like those beds, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I could be dead on my side and Anne on the other side. Nobody knows nothing.
Hi. No disturbance.
Right.
I'm good.
Stuff of commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mention you heard it here.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Selling point. They might want to, they might want to write that down if they're listening.
So I'm not, I don't know exactly, you know, what she was going for or if Anne even knew it, but she said, you know, when we're talking the next morning and she said, what now?
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do
about this?
Yeah, what are we going to do about this? And I went, well, I have to acknowledge that I'm an alcoholic. And she went, oh. And then she said, okay, and what now? And I went, well, I have to go to an AA meeting. And then she said, okay, let's see. When are they available today? I'm like, Anne, Jesus. But that's, it sounds ridiculous how I finally realized or am willing to acknowledge it. And I know that's because even though it was landmark, I'm doing self-help. And then I'm like, well, what am I doing then? You know what I mean?
In terms of what? If you're not doing self-help, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm doing self-help, bettering myself. And what am I doing? What just happened last night? That's ridiculous. That's it. So that's where we're at. And then I said, Anne, come on the show. I want to say this.
And so did you guys end up going to an AA meeting?
No, I was still out of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so is this the first time you're not out of, like you just got out of being out of it?
Yeah, like I'm still kind of out of it.
Yeah.
You know, like when you feel like your body's hollow from drinking too much.
How do you feel telling me this? I know that you're telling everybody, but I know there's like a thing about telling me this too.
That I feel very bad that I didn't tell you this for so long.
For me?
I get what you're saying, but yeah, I feel bad that I put you through stuff and couldn't admit it. I'm sorry.
You did, though, but I feel like something's different.
It feels different. I don't know how to explain it, but it feels different to me.
You know, that doesn't mean that you're not going to drink again. That's fine.
Thank God. This is working out.
I don't know if I'm so... I know that that's maybe the shitty thing to say, but maybe you don't know this. You have told me that. You have told me that you're an alcoholic. You have told the audience that you're an alcoholic. You have told me that you're going to stop. And the last time you sent me an email about how you're going to stop, I didn't even read it. Because it doesn't matter. It's like you're putting down some alcohol now, and I know that you're not going to go through that physical alcohol thing but that's just step one. It's hard. It's really hard. But I really believe you. I really do believe you. And I think that we've been speaking differently because maybe you're leading up to this. I don't know. Or maybe you're more open to this moment and it'll get dark and you'll want to close it. But I really hope that you leave it open. And I'm here for you.
Thank you. All right, Anne, you happy? By the way, none of that's true. Nothing.
What a good story, though. I knew your face was fine.
Right. I'm still going to need that 10 bucks, though.
Yeah, now you're not drunk enough for me to push you over.
Right. So, Anne, you rate your boyfriend. And what are you telling him? Like, hey, is he like, you know, he's not a baby. You don't have to stay overnight. What happens there?
Oh, no. I just described what happened and he was like, oh, dude, you got to go back there. And then he mentioned,
you guys happen to be watching a Breaking Bad episode where somebody chokes to death on their vomit.
Mm. Yeah. And he brought up that episode. I was like, oh no. Oh God. Okay. I'm going back. So no, he was completely supportive. And he's like, hey, what are all the listeners going to do if you just let him die? I was like, oh God, you're right. Everyone's going to hate me. It's going to be my fault.
For the record, it was this time around, this is my second time around in Al-Anon, that I finally realized like my part in it. And like, even though you just apologized to me, I've been apologizing to you in my head also. I just feel like I've thought about this and I maybe saw that. Like, even on the My Name is Keith, I'm like, this feels so good talking to you like this. And it's been feeling so good in the studio. And even if, like, I'm like, I don't care if you stop drinking or not, you're more receptive to some stuff. So whatever it is that's happening, you know, it doesn't have to happen any different. And because of Al-Anon, I said, like, to myself, what's my part in this? Because...
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I'm sorry for what I am to be sorry about. And I started noticing that I had huge parts in this. And it wasn't just you that was just not doing what I wanted or what we were supposed to be doing. There were lots of times where I'm like, hey, you want to do this? And like, I don't know how I should have known, or like maybe you told me you don't want to do it, but I thought it'd be good for our career. And then I got mad at you for not doing the steps after you said that you would do it. So I feel like the communication thing was in a round. It was in a circle of like, yes, you did some shitty shit. And I helped keep it on a loop. So I'm looking at that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I guess, but you know, and no, not one part of me thinks something's your fault.
It doesn't have to be like, not your fault in order for it to also, like, I participated in some stuff that I'm looking at now. And maybe I'm not articulating that well, but I have to understand my participation because otherwise, oh, so for example, I keep pointing at you going like, isn't he the shithead in this relationship? From the start of our relationship, aren't you the shithead in the relationship? You took on that part. I kept calling you the shithead. So every time something happened, it's you holding me down and it's you are the one that, like, if it wasn't for you, I can be so much further. And if it wasn't for you, then whatever. So then, okay, do I even want to be here? And I started to look at that and I'm like, I do. Why? If I keep saying that this person is just stepping on me and doing that kind of stuff, why do I want to be here? And then I started collecting why I wanted to be here and I started choosing to be here. And I think you felt the difference. I think, like, does that make sense to you?
I think so.
Remember I said, I'm going to start taking what you say as a joke. And what I realized is like, it is 80% a joke. And that 20% I now can differentiate between and I can get on you just for that. Like, hey, you just crossed the line. But thinking of you as a friend like that, I'm just like, he's joking with me. Like, when other people say that shit to me, I don't take it seriously. Why am I taking it seriously with you? And it's, you know, because we had some ups and downs, so I took what you said more seriously and I got on you on it, and I was mean sometimes. I'm not saying it's not deserving, but it's not, because what's the point? What the fuck is the point?
This is what it was, a reverse intervention. We got it good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
I'm not trying to get you off the hook on anything. I thought of, do I bring this up with you, like, you know, Or if you do have this breakthrough, do I ask you for forgiveness for A, B, and C? And I realized that because I've been doing my part of this, I don't have A, B, and C for you anymore. I don't have the list of shitty things. It doesn't matter. We're doing amazing things. And this is an amazing fucking thing. And you taught me how to be funnier. And like, just this, you started this off 5 days a week. That was a really big thing. And I took a lot of credit for some of the stuff that you did because I felt like I was being shafted sometimes. But that's not, you know, so now I think we're just getting the credit for the stuff that we deserve. And I hope we continue that way.
Okay, Anne.
Group hug.
Anne always talks to me after that. She went to a couple meetings with me and she's like, I really wanted to hug this person there and I wanted to hug you there. And I'm just like, you'll get over that. Because we're in a room like just yesterday, it was somebody's first day. And, you know, when it's somebody's first day, everyone turns and looks at them and, like, you can feel the love, you know, being put. I don't know if you, am I right?
Yeah.
Very, yeah.
Very so you intense.
Just, yeah. You just feel like no matter what you say right now, no one's going to judge you. Everyone's going to be okay with you. And that person starts talking and breaking down and going, I can't believe I'm saying this. This is the first time I'm saying this. And everyone just goes, keep coming back. And Anne's like, oh, and then that's it. The next person talks.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yep, everyone's going to get over themselves. That's why we're here.
Are you good with, in general, with yourself, Anne, and your relationships, and that you're so easy to talk to, and you know these, you know, because I've heard some in Landmark, you know these therapy terms and to doing the next step. Are you able to?
I'm not sure if I completely understand your question, but I
kind of, what am I trying to say?
Yeah,
can you navigate a relationship pretty well because you have all the terminology?
I don't know about the terminology, but I guess I feel pretty comfortable navigating relationships. I feel like I really believe strongly in trying to peel down shit and get to your truth and to speak honestly. And I really believe in, you know, going to intimate place as quickly as possible, I guess,
right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Is that what you're asking?
That is. That's what I'm asking. All right.
What's it like in your head right now?
I'm tired as fuck. but good. It's like I was telling Anne, I don't know. It's, she said, so we knew we were going to do this show and she said, like, are you nervous? And I said, I'm excited. And she went, about the show? And I go, about life.
Hmm. Yeah. And his face was just lit up. I mean, it was so exciting.
When's your first meeting?
If I don't pass out, Anne's is finding one for tonight. So I'll see. Okay. I'll see who knows what.
I think a lot of people would volunteer to go with you if you want. I also completely understand going by yourself because...
I'd go with somebody.
Yeah. So, hands up if you want to go with Keith. Everyone in the room.
All right.
So...
And then we can tweet out where I'll be and the audience can come on by. We'll have a laugh. But you got to have problems.
Yeah. Coming. Yeah. You got to be the one with problems. Where are we going to find these people to hang out with problems?
So we're going to call this, the code word for this topic will be headphones. And I've been having too many headphones for many years.
I try to rock the headphones, but you know.
Right. Right.
So right. Easy to mess that up.
So
now what do you like, are you anticipating a response? Do you feel nervous about expressing this?
No.
How is it different than the other times?
I don't know.
That's fair.
I think I think it Landmark started this stuff because again, I never really looked at myself and I feel like it all goes together. So, you know. They're scumbags, and I don't want to give them too much credit, but it just, I don't know, it's all tied together.
Mm-hmm. It's like you can go on a diet. It's just like whatever diet gets you first will help you lose some weight, and then you got to worry, then you got to think about what you're putting in your face.
Right.
Because it's working.
All right, people. All right.
Whoa. Look at this. The room is just slightly dumbfounded, very excited, and very happy for you. Am I right? Yep.
Well,
they're beaming. Look at what you're doing. You're affecting people. Don't let that get to your head. They're going to break you down in AA. You are going to be a small child for a while, and it's going to be very wonderful.
All right. See?
Congratulations. Well,
you never know where I'm coming from.
You bring that chip in here, and if you take a sip, you take that chip right back. You start over. No.
When do you get a chip?
The first day. But I don't know. Do you not ever? Does everyone have a chip? Yeah.
Oh, Andrew, we have to go somewhere. They give chips.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm there crying and no chips.
And on the way out, just buy a bag of potato chips. I think it's hilarious. Yes. What does he know what a chip is?
So she's going to get like 20 different flavors, make sure I'm satisfied.
Dorito chip, Lay's chip.
He seems like he likes combos.
And how do you feel about this whole thing?
I'm so...
Aren't you glad I took you to Al-Anon? Just kidding. It's about me!
It's all because I'm so excited, and I feel like it's just... I feel like your whole audience will be so excited, and I think it's extremely brave, and it's just touching. I mean, we all have our stuff, and it's not that easy to really look at it a lot of times, you know? So...
I wonder if I'll be hanging out with Ray ever again. You know what I mean? Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl. Hello. All right. Well, there you go. That's my sponsor. This isn't going to work out.
Get the headphones.
That's right. That's right. Ann Whitman, she does photography. How do people see your photography, Ann?
AnnWhitman.com.
You're amazing.
It is like, okay, so I follow her on Instagram and other things, but like Instagram is so about pictures that scrolling through her time, like just go and do it. You scroll through and you feel like, because she doesn't take pictures of just one thing. She does a lot of comedy, but there's a lot of like cultural stuff with like incredible colors. I'm saying it out of an ignorant place. Like, she does colors good. People of different places. But I do feel like I'm there, and I feel like you bring that with your photography. Like, oh, look what I did with Anne that she did yesterday. So AnnWhitman.com.
Yeah, and you're just a great person. Let's try this again. Line 17, you're on the air.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
My name's Joe. I am in the same boat as you, and I'm going to go to a meeting myself for the first time.
Dude, that's exciting to hear.
I just wanted to support you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've been listening to you for years.
This is beautiful.
All right.
It's working on you guys. Whatever it is. If this is a prank, this is my birthday, and I don't care. You know what? Let's all lie to me on my birthday and just say someone else got an epiphany. I don't even care what it's about.
Well, thanks, man. Good luck to both of us.
All right. Cool, man. I'll be with you.
All right. Peace. All right, there you have it.
Beautiful.
All right. So
let's just stay on air forever. We'll just be a hotline. Who else?
Yeah,
who else?
Next. Next.
I need a next person calling. The number is 646-502-8682. Who else is going to come to AA? Right. By the way, that's like A, not A.
Right.
I bring the chips. Doritos for everyone.
Welcome to A.
What's up, A?
Thank you guys very much. Thanks for your support, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com.